Lisa, how are you? This cafe is really cute. Who told you about it?
Yeah, I think so too. One of my new colleagues recommended it. I have been having coffee here almost every day for the past 2 weeks.
All right, your new job. Tell me about it. Is it fun?
So far, I have really been enjoying my job at the law firm. I only work 9 hours per week and the tasks are quite easy. Answering the phone, responding to emails, or printing documents and register appointments. So it's pretty relaxed.
The other day I read an article in the student's newspaper. In the article there was a survey about the German students' working life. It said that during the semester only about 51% of the students need to work in order to be able to afford their living standards.
Only 51%? That seems a little low to me. I don't know what I would do without my job. It's not that I need it so much, but there are so many pretty things in the world. It would be a total waste not to buy them.
Yeah, shopping's all well and good, but don't you have more important things to buy? Last week I also saw a report on TV that most students don't receive more than 9 euros per hour, which I think is not an appropriate salary. Firstly, rent must be paid. In big cities like Düsseldorf or Cologne, it's about 300 euros for a room if you live in a shared apartment. But if you want to have your own flat, it's even more expensive.
Exactly. Being completely honest, at the end of the month, I spend a much greater sum than that. All the little extra expenses. So, like membership in the fitness club, going out on a Friday night, or that extra cup of coffee and chocolate cake before work. All in all, that makes about 850 euros per month. Now that I think of it, that sounds like a whole lot.
It is a whole lot. By German law, students are accounted for receiving 650 euros per month. Either they get it from their parents or the government. But to the average students, just like you, that is not enough. I feel like it's almost impossible to participate in modern society without earning a fair amount of money. Living in the Western world has become so expensive. I don't mean the food, the water, or the costs of living. It's our standards that have risen so much. All of my friends feel the need to always have the newest things. We buy the latest phone every 2 years, even though the old one still works fine. At the end of the day, you can't even keep track of all the things you spend money on. To me, that feels like a waste. Consumerism makes us blind to what really matters in life. Do you know what I mean?
I don't understand your point. Why would it be a way to treat oneself once in a while with some glamour? On the one hand, a great pressure loads on students' shoulders. They have to be excellent in their studies to receive a job later, and still must keep up with their social life to be part of society. Also, I really think that having a job next to your studies immensely helps to become more confident, independent and responsible. It is not only a great addition to your personality, but also to your CV. And yes, it costs a lot of time and effort, but it is totally worth it, and I love the feeling of earning my own money.
But don't your parents give you...
Hey girls, sorry I'm late. I just came from work. My boss wouldn't let me off and then my car broke down. I had to run for the bus, but I just missed it, so I decided to walk here. Sorry for being so sweetie.
Don't worry, it's fine. Calm down and have a coffee. We were just talking about our lives as working students. How is it with you? Do you also think that our crazy society tells us we need to earn money? I feel like we only need that much money in order to buy stuff we don't really need to impress people we don't really know.
Do you think so? I wish I could afford things like traveling or just new clothes once in a while. But whenever I saved up some money, something else is more important. The best example is my car, which just broke down. Well, we can only speak for ourselves, but my working life is a little bit different from yours. Whenever I'm not in class, I go to work. For me, there's no other way to manage my expenses. Pay rent, buy food, pay my insurance and cell phone bills, and last but not least, to pay for my car, which I need to get to work. I would not make it without my second job as a tutor. Sometimes I have to decide between attending a course at university and going to work. My money runs out, there's no other choice for me. As you know, I do only earn 9 euros per hour.
That doesn't seem appropriate.
You're absolutely right. It's not appropriate. I work more than I study and in the end, it's just enough to live. And I totally agree with your concerning the question why everybody needs to have the newest clothes and expensive smartphones. Stuff like that is superfluous and overrated, but we live in a society of enviousness. I could not afford it anyway, so for me it's not worth thinking about it. But in fact, next to all the downsides of being constantly poor, I see it as a big advantage to work next to my studies, because it taught me that I'm responsible for my own life. Most people don't worship the thing they have. They do not know how hard it is to earn their own money and to get along with it. It is a valuable lesson for everybody. Some students don't have to work because their parents are rich. That's okay with me, but at least we know how to be independent.